بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin in our series of عمدة الأحكام to study the hadith number 290 and hadith number 291. And I will do the reading for these hadiths. Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ruled that conditioned gift, which is known as al-umrah. And I will explain that inshallah. Conditioned gift belongs to whom it was given to. Al-umrah is divided from, or is derived from al-umr, which is life. It was called so because before Islam, a man would give another man his house or something else and tells him that I have given it to you conditionally as long as you live. In another narration, whosoever is given a conditional gift or property for him and for his descendants, it belongs now to whom it was given to. It shouldn't be returned back to one who gave it because he gave a gift that inheritance are not part of it. Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, said, Al-Umrah, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted, is to say, it is for you and your descendants. But if he said, it is yours as long as you live, this should be returned to its original owner. And hadith number 291, in a narration for Muslim, hold your money and don't corrupt it by giving it away. Whoever gives a conditional gift, that is umrah, it is to the one it was given to, whether he is dead or alive, and to his descendants, that is his offspring. Now, what is meant by this chapter or these two hadiths? Al-Umrah, as Jabir explained, may Allah be pleased with him, it was a sort of a gift. So this chapter is related to the chapter of gift. But this gift was sort of conditional in the sense that the people before the time of Islam used to tell a friend, a neighbor, a relative, this house, you live in it, and this is Umrah. Which meant that they understood that as long as I live, you can live in it. But after I die, my heirs would consider it to be part of the inheritance. Or this is Umrah until you live. If you die, then we will take it back. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has explained that this is not the case. And Umrah is divided into three types. The first type is to say to an individual, this is for you and your descendants. And the second type is to make it without identifying it by saying that this is for you to live. Now, these two types fall under the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So if a person gives something to a person and says that this is yours and for your descendants, intending that after he dies, I will take it back again, this is not permissible because it is considered to be a gift. And when someone gives a gift, he cannot take it back. Otherwise, he would be like the dog vomiting and eating his vomit. As for the second type, which is given indefinitely without putting any conditions to it, again, this also falls under the category of gift. The scholars differed in the third type, which is when you make a condition. So if you tell someone clearly, you may live in my house until you die. After you die, I will take it back. So they differ whether this is umrah or not, meaning is it a conditional gift or not. And the most authentic opinion is that this is a conditional gift and I can give, I can sell, I can rent and put any conditions that are permissible. And this is a permissible condition because I am telling him that this is not yours. I'm not giving him. It's like borrowing or lending someone such a real estate. So I'm telling him, don't I have the right to tell someone, live in my apartment for 2 years and then I'll take it back? Yes. So likewise, if I tell someone that this is conditional gift, I will let you live in my apartment, in my house, but when you die, I will take that house away. This is conditional and this is permissible, inshallah, azza wa jal. Moving on to the following hadith, which is hadith number 294. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith that Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam was asked about the picking up of luqatah, that is the falling lost thing of gold or silver. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam replied, recognize and remember its tying material and its container and make public announcement about it for 1 year. If no one comes forward, use it and consider it as a deposit for the owner if he were ever to come. Then the person asked about the lost camel. He asked the Prophet ﷺ about the ruling on lost camels. And the Prophet ﷺ said, you have no concern with it, as it has its water container and its feet, and it will reach water and eat of trees till its owner finds it. The man then asked the Prophet ﷺ about the lost sheep, and the Prophet ﷺ replied, it is either for you, for your brother, that is another person, or for the wolf. Now, this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ has been asked about what is known as al-luqatah. What is al-luqatah? Al-luqatah is something that is dropped and no one attends it, something you find on the street. Nowadays, people consider themselves lucky if they walk and find a wallet full of money or a bag full of jewelry. A taxi driver considers himself fortunate if a passenger leaves behind something of, yani, worth something, a lot, a fortune. Islam does not permit such things to be gone waste, in the sense that whatever you find, it is one of three or maybe four. Either it is worthless, that it's not worth anything. So if I'm walking and I find cheap pencil on the ground, nobody's claiming to own it and it's on the ground, on the road, can I take it? Yes. If I find a small negligible amount of money, and if I find a dollar, for example, this is nothing. Nobody comes and says, oh, I'm looking for my dollar or for my rial or for my rupee. So this is okay for you to take it. If I find a small piece of bread or half a sandwich on the ground, I can take it. The second type is if I find something that is capable of protecting itself, such as a camel. When the Prophet said, alayhi salam, to the man who asked him, O Prophet of Allah, I find a stray camel and no one is attending it, no one is claiming it. I found it lost in the desert. So can I take it and claim it? The Prophet said, no. Why? Because the one who lost it will come looking for it, and the camel can live on its own. It has its water in its body that can survive for 3, 5, 10 days, Allah knows how long. And it has its special type of feet that allows it to walk in the desert and in rocky places, mashallah, and it's four-wheel drive. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal tells us about the camels in the Quran. Every single Jum'ah we read and we hear this from the Imam, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Don't they look and ponder on how the camel was created? Because it is one of Allah's magnificent creations. And all Allah's creations are magnificent. But especially this, the Arabs, whom the Quran was revealed to, They see this every single day, and you see so many wonders in the camel that are beyond our imagination. So the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, that because it can stand, it can live on its own, leave it. Don't pick it up. Don't take it. And likewise, anything that is capable of taking care of itself. The third type, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that, yes, you can take that with conditions. So whether it's gold, silver, money, or whether it's a sheep that can be eaten and attacked by a wolf. Sheep does not take care of itself. So if you leave it, it will die, either by itself because unable to eat, or by a wolf attacking it and cannot defend itself. So the Prophet told us, alayhi salam, what to do. When it comes to gold and silver, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, you must recognize. What is the meaning of recognize? You must identify it. You must take its description. So you have to know, and usually gold and silver used to be put in pouches or in bags. So the Prophet say, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, identify its rope that it is tied with. So you should know whether it's made of wool, whether it's made of cotton, whether it's made of this or that, as a description. And you have to describe the container. So it is brown in color, it's made of this skin, and it is this big or this small. And then announce it for a whole year. So I should make an announcement. If I find it and I take it, this is not permissible. These are the three conditions. How to announce it? This is what we'll find, inshallah, after the break, so stay tuned.